Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings! We are here. We are here. We are here. We are here live from our new digs and our upstairs studio in our new apartment house. Well, actually house, not even an apartment. It's a real house. We're actually out of the RV and into a house where I can have a studio, an upstairs studio, so I can broadcast sans interruptions. So it's been a good day, but boy, it's been a busy day. Anybody moving can tell you that. You all want to lose weight? Move. That's the quickest way on the planet Earth to lose weight. Move. Because, man, and it's also a quick way to find out how much shit you got. It's a nightmare. But here we are, another week, another show. And so much to talk about. So much that the mainstream media is absolutely ignoring. I don't know how anybody can watch the mainstream media and then watch the what they call the fringe media. You know, the media that's been correct through the entire coronavirus scamdemic. They don't want you to hear the truth. See, it's really funny because the United States was created with a document that's 44 pages long. Now, why would they make that document so short? Because they wanted to make it clear, concise, readable, and understandable. Now, why do your congressmen and senators make 2,000 and 3,000 page bills? Because they want it muddled, muddy, nobody can understand it, nobody will take the time to read it. So you can't just watch the mainstream media and think you're going to do something or read something because they're making it so you can't. Because you absolutely can't. Because they're lying. They're controlled by the press, I mean, by the president and his minions at the FBI. You can't do nothing with them. And so they're in control of the media. Don't believe that? Look at the Twitter files. The truth is there. You're just choosing not to accept it. You are choosing absolutely to not accept the truth because you don't want the truth. Remember that scene with the famous scene with Jack, what's his name? From all the Lawyer movie. God, I wish I could remember. Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth. But see, that's what they believe. So they've lied to you. And I've got to ask all these people who believe in the government, I want to ask you a question. Doesn't it bother you that they had a UFO? Doesn't it bother you that they had a UFO from the beginning and lied to you? Oh, look at that. I got a feeling I know who this is, so I'm going to get him on the air while I finish my opening rant. Let's get a click here. There we go. Is that you, Herman?
Yeah, that's me, buddy.
I'm just getting ready to tear into my opening rant, and I want you there for the commentary. So here we go. What I'm getting to, folks, is your government is a big, fat, lying bunch of paid and bought-for idiots that don't represent you for a fucking second. I want you to understand that.
Yeah.
They quit representing you when Big Pharma came along and monopolies came back and these billionaire places like BlackRock and Pfizer and Moderna have bought and paid for. And not only that, there is absolute proof that China Joe, your president, air quotes, was involved in a bribe with his son because they have the absolute text. But let's go chase Donald Trump, you stupid bitches. Do you not get it? Are you that ignorant? Are you that stupid? Your government lied to you about UFOs. They lied to you. Matter of fact, they imprisoned people that spoke out against them over UFOs. They lied to you about marijuana. Matter of fact, they lied all the way up to the point where they couldn't hide the evidence. They lied to you about the vaccine, as I call it, Uncle Sam's little prick. They lied to you every damn stretch of the road, but still you dumbasses believe in them. What the hell is it going to take for you to wake up and go, oh, Jesus, maybe the government's not trustworthy. Folks, you had better send everybody home, every single one of them, because they're all in a cabal, and that cabal is against you. And you better wake up and put, you've been fooled. It's harder to convince a man that he's been fooled than it is to fool a man. You've been fooled. You've been lied to by the media. You've been lied to by your representatives. And I say air quotes when I say representatives. You've been lied to every damn step of the way. And you've got a president that's on the Chinese payroll. But let's go get Donald Trump, who's not even in office. Absurdity. This is absurd. Absurdity, and they're going to run you down. And don't forget, and this is something else I just heard. They go to the National Cancer Institute website if you don't believe me. Cancers, breast cancer, one type of cancer. We're not talking about all types of cancer. I'm talking specifically one. Go look up the numbers on breast cancer. 2019, 22,000 dead approximately. I'm not counting exactly. 22,000 dead in a year from breast cancer. 2020, 22,000 dead from breast cancer. 2021, when Uncle Sam's little prick hit the market, we jumped to 60,000. 60,000 deaths from breast cancer. And 2023, I haven't even got through the whole year, we're all over 250,000 deaths from breast cancer. Now, if you can't open your eyes to that fact and understand, why would they want women to die from breast cancer so they can't make babies?
Hello.
This is a war. This is a war on us. They want us gone so they can build their freaking utopia society where you live in the same building where you work and you got to ask permission to travel because they're so damn smart and you're so damn dumb. And right now I'm having a hard time arguing that anybody on this planet is even remotely intelligent. What do you think about that, Herm?
Speaking nothing but truth. In this unbridled, crazy society we're in, that is nothing but true. That is not a rant. That is a purposeful conversation that you're having with people to get them to open their eyes and begin to see.
Because it got you, Herm. The door's closing. The door on opportunity is closing right as we speak.
We
and
have
we
to stop
do
being
sheep. Exactly. Where did the men go? Well, they're all dressed in rainbow collars and run around shouting how good it is to be queer. And I also remember this, and I want to remember this. I want to get your opinion on this. You're a vet. You actually went over there, and you fucking dug that dirt, and you took that shit, and you risked your life. You get one day a year. They get a month.
One day. They get a month.
Right.
You get one day for Veterans Day.
Yes.
And if it wasn't for the veterans, you couldn't have that pride.
Exactly. One day a month, Herm, that's what you get. A pat on the back, an attaboy for risking your life. One day, but somebody wants to go out here and play with some guy's wiener. Well, he's a guy. He gets a whole month and gets elevated to a status of somehow they can do no wrong. I'm okay with equality. Don't get me wrong here, folks, but this is not equality. This is you must worship us for a month. Screw you.
But I always tell people, you see this power because, and this influence, because it starts at the top. It starts at the top. There's something that we're not seeing. We're talking about wars, and we're talking about this, and we're talking about that. The war is on your genitalia. That's what the war is on.
Exactly. Exactly. Dude, somebody's got to say
they
this.
Want
Nobody's
to destroy you. It's not okay with just being gay. The point of transgendering is getting you to mutilate your reproductive organs. Mutilation,
that's
right, of the reproductive organs. That's the goal. Next in pride, the first stage of pride is the homosexuals and gay and the alphabet people. The second level of pride will be pedophilia, which is already starting in effect.
They have school teachers telling kids not to call it pedophilia, call it a minor attracted adult, you sick bitches.
Yeah. Then after that comes the level to where you can just sleep with children. There's no, because right now the age of sexual consent for children is 4 years old across this country. No one wants to talk about that. It was 10 years old right before COVID. Period. They're prepping the children for acceptance of pedophilia.
Did you see the video made by the gay choir in San Francisco, funded by the San Francisco government?
No.
Did you see it? They have a bunch of previously convicted sex offenders singing as a choir, "We are coming for your children."
Yep.
And they're singing it.
That's
we
not surprising.
Are coming for your children. It's sick. Hey, you come from my kids? I've got a little injection for you. It's going to cure you real quick.
And see, the thing is mm-hmm. not only they're saying we're coming for your children, they're literally expressing something sexual. We're coming for your children. You have to look at the double frame of all this stuff and how they do things.
Yeah, they're deliberately. See, and they're trying to poke the bear because they want a response so they can call everybody a bigot and a homophobe. Because they want to sing that they can come for your children. Okay, you got the right to sing that. You got the right. I ain't going to deny you got the right to sing that. But thanks for pointing out who I got to watch. Thanks for bringing out your hidden agenda. Thanks for finally stepping to the plate.
Well, and people say, as a veteran, and I will say this clearly, I don't want to bring harm upon anyone on this earth. But when you decide to press towards bringing harm towards the children, then you make me turn to which I have to do. I don't want to say I want to kill you. I don't want to have to say that, but you know the consequences of hurting children.
Yeah. It's time for real men to show up and protect their families. Men have to protect their families, Herman.
Yeah.
That's what men are designed to do. That's why we're strong. That's why we have testosterone. That's why we can be aggressive. A man who is not aggressive is worthless. You need controlled aggression. You need to be a quiet man who can go and let things go. But when it comes for violence, you got to be ready for maximum violence.
No, what you have to do is you hear people saying you shouldn't have to have violence. What you do is you take that person, you slam their head to the desk, and you watch blood pour out their forehead. And then you look at everybody, and they look in shock, and they're screaming, and you say, "Now, who's next?"
Yep.
That's how life truly is. And this is what they don't want. They don't want that. They're trying to calm that down out of us as male figures, and I don't see why.
Because they want to destroy the family. Because you destroy the family, you kick the father out of the home, 80% end up incarcerated, under their control once they're incarcerated. Moms raise little wimpy boys who have no control of themselves, have no control of their strength, and they go out and they rape because there's nobody at home they fear. They don't fear the police. They don't fear anything. They go out and do whatever they want because they've never been taught to control themselves. They've never been taught that they need to be responsible and protect their family. They're taught one thing. If it feels good, do it. Don't be toxic masculine. Gay is the best way to go. And let's turn every guy, and if you remember Demolition Man, every guy in the future was a ballless little piece of shit. And
yeah,
that's
look,
where we're heading. Yeah.
But you remember Lost in Space?
Yes.
Dr. Smith was what the new society would be, even in space.
Yep.
The soft man was the one that always did something to keep people in trouble.
Yep.
In every movie, the gay man was there to cause problems and mischief, even in the movies.
Yes.
And people don't get that. Gay individuals,
no,
I have
don't.
Nothing against gay individuals. They're the ones that teach you what they are.
And they're saying they're coming for your
problem.
Kids.
Yeah, that's a
yep.
mental problem. That's a mental problem. And then you're trying to convince me that if I tell you I'm going to shoot you in your face, then I have the mental problem, but you want to come for my kids.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's got to be some men left. Somewhere there's got to be some men left. And this whole
there
government lie is being because they're perpetuating a lie. Men are the problem. Their toxic masculinity is the problem. But no, the problem is 80% of the prison population comes from a single mother home. I said single mother, not a single family, a single mother home. Because when you look at the statistics of single father homes, they fall in line with couples. Their kids don't end up in prison. Their kids don't end up in juvenile detention because there's a strong figure at home to set boundaries, and boundaries need to be set at home and not by the government.
Yep.
But they don't
but
want that.
When you take the government and remove the men from the home, period. Yes, I can say it was done strongly. In black families and poor white families.
Yes.
So we have to, number one, stop the stuff where we're battling. Two poor-ass people don't need to be fighting.
Exactly.
This is what we talk about all the time.
Same call. Yeah, we come from the
same call. How's a broke-ass brother and a broke-ass redneck arguing? What the hell are you arguing about? You're both screwed in this situation.
Exactly.
One fighting for
so
rude. You're both screwed right now.
Exactly. Terribly screwed.
People don't want to look at things truthfully. They want to look at all the obstacles that the government has placed before you. It's the left versus right. No matter what, they try to turn your left hand and right hand against one another, left foot, right foot. It's left, right, left. No period.
That's right.
We have to get back in sequence and stop stumbling.
You and I are both equal.
Yep.
That's all you got to do to stop this shit. Herman's equal to me. I'm equal to Herman. And together, the government fears you and me. Immensely.
And the sad thing is, it breaks down to this. If I want to grow vegetables and Dan grows vegetables and I talk to you and we don't grow the same thing, we grow things that we can trade. That's what they don't want.
No, they don't want the barter system to come back ever. Because that will screw their digital currency to the floor. But
yeah.
I guess they just got tired of – I think they got tired of buying ink. You know, if you ever had a printer and you print pictures, you got to buy ink. And that's expensive. So the government doesn't want to spend that ink on the dollar bill, so they just make it digital. And now if they want the $1 trillion, they go in, they hit three keystrokes, bang, $1 trillion.
Well – if they stop making up mess to use ink for. Damn it, you take every dime we have as it is.
Yeah.
All these thinkers in the White House and thinkers in all these places, you're sitting on your ass thinking about how you can take from us. That's it. We don't need all that damn ink.
Ink for
the mind boggling ideas is changing in places we don't have shit to do with.
Exactly. It's unreal.
Amazing.
It's unreal. It's unreal. And then the other side I'm talking about. Why do you believe in, okay, this is an example, a couple. Here's a couple. The guy always lies to the woman, and you've seen these couples. He lies about where he's going. He lies about what he's doing. He lies about who he's with. The woman catches him over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Or reverse the roles, a guy with a woman, and he catches her lying over and over and over. And stage, you look at them and go, what simpletons? Why would you stay with somebody that lies to you? Why do you not move on? Yet they will sit there and let the government lie to them about what they did with syphilis to black people in Mississippi. They will let them lie to you about Project Greenwood, which was a project to bomb Miami to make it so we could attack Cuba. They lie to you about putting poison, radioactive poison into major cities to see the attack, what it would do to people. They lied about putting LSD in water supplies to see what it would do to a town. They lied to you about UFOs. They lied to you about weed. They lied to you about every damn thing on the earth. Why the hell do you believe them? It's frustrating.
Lied to you about Coke and Coca-Cola. God dang, boy, it's crazy.
It's unreal, man. They lie about
everything.
Yet there's 30% of this it's got to be the dumbest people. That's the only way I can imagine it. But then you see some of these scientists that believe in them, and it's the only reason they believe in them because they get money. Money is the root of all evil. It is. Follow the money. You'll find out where the opinions come from. But now they're coming out right out. Oh, we've got UFO crafts. We know about three different alien technologies. And nobody's saying it's a lie now. Why? Roswell happened in, 47, I believe? Why, after all of that time, are they suddenly admitting something to that they've been lying to you and all of your technology you think we created was back-engineered from alien technology and the government made enormous profits selling it to their warmongering buddies, all the aircraft companies, all the war companies? They got their technology for the government and sold it back to them to make a profit off of something we should have got because we funded the government, not them.
100% correct.
It's sad, Herman.
But the government will never make up, will never admit to any of the things you're suggesting.
Oh, no, they're going to kill us all.
They're just kill us. They're ready to kill us.
And they want us in small numbers because it's much easier to manage 20 million people than 377 million people. And that's why they peel us off in groups, because once you get groups against each other, it even becomes easier because they are no longer united, the black and the white race. They're at each other's throat, and so now it becomes easier to kill both of us because unity is our strength, and that's why they don't want it.
How do you know so funny?
What?
People in the trailer park and people in the projects are always arguing. You hear on the news they don't like each other, but they never make it out of their own environments in order to get to one another.
Exactly. Hey, it's the old, remember what I've said to you over and over and over. The truth you've been, the knowledge you've gained from being taught, the knowledge you've gained versus experience. Your experience is real knowledge. What you're taught is knowledge that you need to vet before you agree with it.
And it's amazing how I sit in Portsmouth, Virginia, right? It's the murder capital of the nation, right?
Yeah.
I just went walking in the park with a beautiful set for children, a place to dock your boat, a fishing dock, a beautiful golf course. I sit in my home. I haven't heard of a shooting anywhere near me this year, okay? But yet still, mm-hmm. it's the murder capital of a place where I never see people die. I hear about things. If I'm in that part of the city where people are doing things down in that part where you expect things like that, yeah, something may happen. But outside of that, these are isolated conditions.
Yes.
They're isolated conditions.
Absolutely.
People are trying to make it seem like it's a whole city.
Well, see, in that case, you're 100% true, but I'm going to tell you where it did change is L.A. I used to go to L.A. all the time. I used to go down to the market, and I'd shop in the alleys, and I never once felt fearful. I never once had a bad situation. But now every comic I see is going into town. Well, somebody broke my window and stole shit out of my car. You go down the street, there's shit on the street. There's needles on the streets. There's camps on both sides with crazoids smoking this meth and shit where they're all just walking around like zombies. Yes, there is a danger coming, and it's because law and order is completely broken down. And as much as I'm
and
against the government,
they're preparing us for it.
Yeah. They're letting it go on purpose because, see, once it gets to a certain point, that's when people will go, take my rights if you can solve this. That's not the answer. But there does need to be a certain amount of law and order in every society. I'm not saying chaos and anarchy. There does need to be certain laws. But does a cop need to pull you over for wearing your safety, not wearing your safety belt? Hell no. Does a cop need to tell you that the speed limit is this? Hell no. But when somebody's out doing donuts in an intersection, you should arrest him, take his car, charge him for a felony, and stick his ass in prison.
Oh, no.
Because you and I both know, out on interstate, I do above the speed limit. You probably do above the speed limit. Most people do above the speed limit, but they don't do it recklessly. You can be driving down the road and see a car and go, that's the car that needs to be gotten. And if they would go out and go with the flow of traffic, they could find these people. But they want to get the innocent people, the real, you know, your mealy people who really ain't doing nothing, 7 or 10 above them. Oh, you're dangerous. Let's take $300 of your money. It's a mobile tax via a short form. That's all it is. And here's the other thing. And to anybody that says we don't have enough police officers, when you can drive down the interstate and see 3 and 4 cops sitting in the middle, doing nothing, patrolling nothing, waiting for a victim to come by, if you took them off of the interstate and you put them in the cities and you let them walk a neighborhood, we would end crime. But no, they would not generate revenue sitting out on interstate waiting for you to come by at 12 over, not harming anybody, not doing any real damage, pull you to the side, take $500 from you, make you miss your day, make you go to court, make you do everything. Because you will do it where a criminal will not.
And then
if they give you a ticket, your insurance company, who pays them millions of dollars every year to our representatives again, get to charge you more for your insurance, even though nothing changed. You didn't have an accident. You didn't tear anybody up. But because you were breaking the law, air quotes, I can now charge you more legally. If you can't see what's going on, you are blind. Well, look at that. Look at that. They dropped you, Herman. They dropped you. Unbelievable. Wow. Isn't that something? Get to talking too much truth, and Herman gets cut off. Hold on a second. I'm going to run some commercials. This is a good time to run commercials. So I'm going to run some commercials and see if I can find out what's going on the other end of the line. Isn't this something? Wow. Here we go. Let's take a break.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. groundwithagarden.com. Paul, where is your letter of recommendation?
Pete, the Corinthians hearts are my letter.
Paul, that is utter bull malarkey. Daniel 11:32-36 warned us of the one who will deceive with flattery, saying that we are free from the law. There is a Freedomizer broadcast called Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul. It airs from noon to 3 p.m. Pacific, 1 to 4 Mountain, and 2 to 5 Central every Saturday. Join Rachel Hodge 3 to 6 Eastern Saturdays by calling 319-527-6208.
I will not call 319-527-6208. Crafty fellow that I am, I should have caught her with trickery.
No chance, Paul. Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul airs noon to 3 Pacific on Saturdays.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Salve Coagula.
Salve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
In center position. We got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be your goal.
Can you hear me now?
Drunk all part of the game.
Ain't this thing with soul on now? It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow the world with Satan's.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flawed, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional. See life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Well, we're back. That was strange, right in the middle of a great conversation with Herman. He gets kicked off for some reason, or the call dropped. I'm waiting to try to hear back from him. I haven't heard anything, but we're going to continue. We're going to continue until he gets something straightened out, whatever happened. What I'm getting to, folks, is why are you believing the government? If you believe the government, you have never studied history. Because the greatest purveyors of lies throughout history has been governments. Think about it. Just go down the list. Socialism, the lies of socialism, the millions who lost their lives, the lies of the Nazis, where they talked about eugenics and talked about building a master race. The government has always been the biggest provider of misinformation planet and has caused millions more deaths than any other people, any other group of people on the face of the earth. Yet you trust them implicitly. So you obviously didn't study history like our founding fathers studied history. Because the one thing our founding fathers discovered by studying history is never, ever, ever trust the government. That's why you were given the First Amendment to speak out against the government and the Second Amendment not to go hunting like you libs try to claim, but to protect yourself from an overbearing, bought-for government. And they have been bought. They have been purchased. They have been bought by all these big corporations pumping millions of dollars into their campaigns and their pockets. Again, the proof of this, I want somebody to explain to me. I would love to see the audit of Ocasio-Cortez Cougar Mellencamp's personal finances. Because here is a bartender that was dancing on a bar until she ended up, and she was living in a shitty little apartment, and then she moves to Washington, D.C. as your representative, air quotes, and 6 years later, on $170,000 a year salary, she has now $23 million in her bank account. Explain that one to me. Explain that one to me. I would like to hear an answer for that. I would like for somebody to explain to me how making $175,000 a year in the most expensive town in the United States turns into $23 million in your bank account. Explain that one to me. How in the hell does that happen? How? How does it happen? You get bought and paid for. That's how that happens. Crooked. They are so crooked there. And you're going to let them be crooked because you're not going to call them out. You're going to let it happen. You're going to ignore it. And that's just the way it's going to be. They lied to you about everything, folks. Why are you trusting a government that has consistently lied to you? It is no different if you caught your boyfriend or girlfriend lying and then you continue to stay with them. You're stupid if you do that. You're stupid if you believe the government. History has my back on this. History absolutely has my back on this. Folks, what is it going to take for you to wake up? They admitted they lied right to your face. They have admitted they lied right to your face. They came out after telling you and berating you as a conspiracy theorist since 1947. They actually have admitted that Roswell was a real UFO crash. They did get stuff from there. And Bob Lazar, another person you need to look up, who spoke the truth years ago. I don't know if you ever used to listen to After Dark. It was with George. I listened to it with George Norrie. I listened to it with Art Bell. Lazar was on there years ago, telling you the truth. And they tried to ruin him. They tried to ruin his reputation. They tried to intimidate him. But the man spoke up. And if you go listen to the past talkings of Bob Lazar, you will find out everything that he was labeled as a conspiracy theorist for turns out to be 100% true. Again, the biggest purveyors of the lies is the government. Period. End of it. So why in holy hell do you listen to them? Why do you believe the USDA, the FDA is supposed to be here to protect us from bad shit in our food? Yet you take a look at the food overseas and the food over here. The food over here is filled full of shit. And I can, again, this is knowledge you've been taught versus knowledge you actually learned. Follow me on this. I probably lost 100 pounds in the past 2 years. You know what the biggest thing I did that really changed that? I quit eating processed food. I quit eating fast food. I quit eating things with stuff I couldn't pronounce. I started buying fresh fruits and vegetables. I upped my exercise. Now, you guys will joke, well, that stuff tastes good. Well, then die. Go ahead and eat it. Go ahead and eat it and set your fat ass on the couch and do nothing and watch other people live and die. Because that's what you're going to do. You want to live a life? You want to get out there and be part of life? Watch what you eat. Eat fresh fruits. Eat fresh vegetables. Eat fresh meat. Eat fish. Eat beef. These things are all put on this planet for a reason, kids. And I don't care whether you believe in God or not. I do. And I would rather eat a plant that grew out of the ground without any fertilizer than the garbage they're selling on every store. They're proven time and time again. Again, you're going to get this from the alternative media. You're not going to get it from them. The fertilizer, look, there just was a Roundup settlement in billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. Yet they still allow that same company to make fertilizer that's spread on your food that people are proving is destroying you, yet you keep eating it because it's cheap. Yet you'll go spend money to get your nails done. You'll go spend money to get your hair done so at least you'll look good when you're dead. You should take that extra money you spend on that horse shit and buy good food. Yeah, it's more expensive. But guess what going to a doctor is? Expensive. Guess what having poor health is? It's expensive. And it leads you living a life just sitting in a chair like a vegetable because you're too fat to get up off your ass and do anything. And your brain's been idled and destroyed by all these damn diet beverages. That's another thing they've proven. The increase in Alzheimer's just happens to coincide. I know correlation doesn't equal causation. Yes, it does. They're telling you that shit to shut your eyeballs against what you see and listen to these jackasses that want to kill you. When are you going to stand up? You don't have to stand up and fight. Just stand up and don't listen to their horse shit anymore. Ignore everything the government tells you, especially with the upcoming new pandemic. And don't you doubt for one damn second, after the first one was so effective because you mental midgets that follow the government went along, I'm going to wear a mask, that you couldn't, that mask didn't stop shit. Every single research paper done on the actual data has proved that the mask stopped shit. The 6-foot social distancing stopped shit. Every single thing they told you was a lie they made up, and after the fact they admitted. The biggest purveyors of false information has been the damn government, yet you still listen to them. How long does it take you to get through your thick head that they don't give a shit about you? When? When are you going to say enough is enough? When are you going to take a stand? When are you going to stop this shit? When they got you down to there's only 20 million people in the United States and their little robot dogs and their drones and their surveillance technology and their cameras lock you into your house? I would rather die on my feet than live kneeling to a government. I kneel to only one man, and he ain't here, and you ain't it, and you better wonder, if you try to make me kneel, I will not kneel. I will go out swinging before I kneel to anybody on this earth. And there needs to be more people like that. We need to teach our men to be men and quit being little pussies. Because all it takes for them to take over is for men to do nothing. You've heard the phrase, all it takes for evil to happen is for good men to do nothing. And that's happening in every major democratic city. They got shit on the streets. They got needles on the streets. They got people on the streets. They got junkies on the street. They got crime rampant. They got stores shutting down because their shelves are robbed in broad daylight by people who don't give a shit. Well, cops set out on interstate waiting for somebody to do 12 miles an hour over the speed limit so they can pull them to the side of the road, put them in more danger, and take their money. And you don't see a problem with that. And you don't see a problem with that. It's for our safety. Shut up. There is no such thing as safety. It does not exist. Everybody dies. Whether you die on the toilet, you die on the battleground, you die driving your car. Every person dies. Safety is an illusion that does not exist. So I'm going to take another break and see if I can find out what happened to Herman. Because, boy, he sure disappeared, and I'm not 100% sure what happened. Because he was here, and now he's gone. Almost makes you wonder what happened to him. Anyhow, take some breaks. Be right back.
We all know that times are tough. And things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high-quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high-quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and to keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on
when the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
And we're back. I still haven't figured out what happened to Herman. I guess too much truth was being spoken. Oh, believe me, I've had this happen way more than once when I've been doing radio shows where people are chopped off, and I've been on other radio stations and been chopped off. I've been knocked off the air. I've had my phone attacked. The government doesn't want the truth. They don't want you to think. They want you to be good little sheep, stand in line, get your portions, and shut up. And again, I don't want government regulation. But if you're working for a corporation and you're making $10 an hour and the head man is making $20 million a year, leave that company. Do you get it? See, this is, we can't find any employees because they're done being screwed. If you got the money to pay the top man $20 million, you got the money to pay the bottom people, too. You can't make lots of profits so you can spend millions to buy congressmen and senators on your payroll so that you can control the government. Monopolies have to go. We did it the first time because they caused the first great crash. Didn't take us long to forget that, did it? It took almost zero time for us to forget that. And now you've got these mental midgets out there going, the government would only tell you the truth. I mean, look at what they've lied about. There's no debate that they lied about UFOs. Does that stop you from believing them? No, you believe them because you're a dumbass. You cannot see the problems. You're going to just say, I'm too busy. That political stuff, it's just all bullshit. I'm going to watch the playoffs. Well, then bury your hand in the sand. Bury your head in the sand and just not worry about it. And then when it comes to your front door and you're sitting there de-armed, de-balled, and then they throw you in a camp and treat you like shit, don't ask how it happened because you were front row and center. Because the question's been going on since World War II. How did the Nazis convince those people to do that? Well, you're watching it happen. You're experiencing it in real time, and then when it happens, you're going to be, oh, my God, I didn't realize. Well, you better start realizing. You better start realizing real soon because it's going to become more of a reality than you ever could have imagined. See, they start the digital dollar July 1st. Of course, that's not a big news story anywhere, because they don't want you to pay attention to what they're about to do. They're about to take, see, here's the beauty of cash. Nobody wants to talk about it. The beauty of cash is I can take that, put it in my pocket, and nobody knows about it. They want to track and rule your life from sunup to sundown 100% of the time, and if you think otherwise, you're dumber than a box of rocks. You're dumber than a box of rocks. And all you libs out there, guns are for hunting. No, they are not. The Second Amendment was made so that people would be as well-armed as their government. Oh, China Joe says that going up against the government's nukes doesn't work. Tell that to Vietnam. Tell that to Korea. Tell that to Afghanistan. Do I need to make the list longer? Yes, a nuke can take out a lot of people. But as long as you're willing to fight to your last breath, they can never conquer you. Give me freedom or give me death. A war cry from the past that is now considered radical speech that'll get you on a watch list. I know, I'm on them. And get your liberties taken away because you had the audacity to be brave. You get it yet? It's easy to rule these little pussy youths now that are just a bunch of and it gets he hot, I sweat. You little pussies, grow a set. Grow a set before they take them away. Because, see, another thing nobody wants to talk about, why is the sperm count in the United States and the testosterone count in the United States of little young men and boys plummeting at an alarming rate? Why? Couldn't have anything to do with all the shit you're putting in your food, could it? Couldn't be anything to do with all the shit they're putting in vaccines, could it? Mercury's deadly, right? They tell you if a mercury light bulb breaks, leave the room. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. And then they put it in vaccines and give it to your children. A forever metal that is horrendously deadly. They put it in your vaccine. They give it to your kids. And now we've got, you know, the infants just died, sudden infant death, SIDS. That's it. They got that. But that has nothing to do with poison being pumped into them. It has nothing to do with the fact that it was like 16 vaccines when I was a kid. It's now 75. Because God forbid we let you get it naturally, and then your body builds up a natural defense when we could pump you full of poisonous stuff to trigger a reaction from your immune system. Oh, no, autism's quadrupling, tripling, has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with it. It's just coincidental that all this shit started when all these vaxes started. And again, I am not anti-vax. I will vaccinate my dog against rabies. You know why? Because rabies is 100% deadly. I will not vaccinate my dog against something that's not 100% deadly. He gets vaccinated against parvo, which is pretty much 70 or 80%. When you talk about a virus that gave you less than a percent of a chance of death to pump an experimental gene therapy into myself, you can kiss my ass. I am not doing. Well, I just got a message from Herman that says it will not let him call back in. Is that not something? Ain't that something? This is unreal. This is unreal. Matter of fact, let me see if, let's see here. Let's see if this works. Let me see something here real quick. Let's see if this will work. Hold on just a second. Let's see what this does. Let me see if I can hear this. Okay. I'm going to try playing the commercial. Hold on a second. Let's see what happens.
Please check out our sponsor, Save Around. Save Around coupon books have been with us.
Okay. Never mind. Herman, you're on the air.
Cool, yeah?
Yeah. I'm doing a three-way call on my phone.
Oh, okay. Cool. Because
Yeah, so whenever you speak, it will come through my phone, and they can't block you from calling.
Oh, okay, well, cool. Because I'm like, I was like tripping because it would not let me call. It will not let me call unless I put more money on my phone.
Nah, I got you now. This is how we're going to get around that. Because I can get the show started and give you a call and join you in on a three-way call, and then we don't have to worry about that shit no more.
Yeah, because it won't even let me. When I call now, they just hang up on me because I don't have enough money.
Yeah. Well, people, I'm sorry if you're listening to this live and it's been a crazy show, but man, we've had some difficulties now that I've just figured with technology how to circumvent it. But let's get back to what I was talking. I was just talking about this whole thing with the technology and the lies and why people believe it. You know, basically where we started on the show. It's amazing to me that you can look at the pile of evidence against this government and then believe them.
Well, no.
I just don't get it. And now there's a new revelation that comes out. I don't know. I'm probably sure you've seen this. But Joe Biden is definitely on the Chinese payroll.
Oh, yeah.
Because his son sent a message that nobody's denying is true. Well, he says, my dad is sitting here in the room, and he doesn't have two dads. He can only have one dad. His dad's sitting in the room, so that would be Joe. And he said to a Chinese official, we haven't received what you promised, and my dad and I will make it a living hell for you if you don't send it. And they put it up in a congressional hearing, which also tells you it's true, but you have not heard one single word on MSNBC, NBC, CBS, all of them, all of the Operation Mockingbird people have said nothing about the truth about a sitting president because they're too busy on a witch hunt that they spent millions of on Donald Trump.
Well, he has to do with the corporation has him involved in.
Exactly.
Here, Donald Trump is an independent person from the United States Corporation. Okay, so if you have someone that's outside of the corporation, and they don't need all the government planes and government things they spend on. So Donald Trump to them is like a renegade.
Yes.
He's not controlled by the system. So therefore, if he says, I see some things that are out of line, therefore Trump is now going to be ridiculed because he doesn't have to play the game.
Exactly. And then they convince these little sycophants to run around, these Biden sycophants. I can't believe he still has a 40% approval with all the things that you can see and the fact that this man fell down just trying to hand something to somebody on a stage. He's obviously mentally incapacitated, yet they still, oh, he's going to be it. We're not going to have any primaries. Well, who is the threat to democracy then? Because we're told that you and I, the people who individually think, we're a threat to democracy, but the people who want to present you with a candidate, not let you pick your candidate, not let you hear your candidate defend themselves against other people. They want to pick him, you know, like a dictatorship. We're told we are the problem. You want to talk about who's – I think that the Democratic Party should change its symbol to a gaslight because they are the kings of gaslighting.
Well, you know, I don't really think that Biden is what we think he is. I think Biden, and this is a conspiracy thought, as they say, because I don't think Biden's even alive. Okay? I really don't. I think Biden's been dead since before COVID.
And I've heard many people agree with you on that, and I've seen the pictures, and I find it real hard to believe that's the same man.
Yeah. He's dead. Barack Obama, he's dead, or he's out of the country. Michelle, the man, has never been seen after the mother came out to talk about the will going to Michael.
Yes.
Another Michelle. So there are a lot of things that are there that are obviously in front of us, but we very rarely discuss these things because they're so far out of the norm of what we regularly discuss and we've been brainwashed to believe.
Exactly. That's the whole point of the First Amendment, though, to bring these things to light, to have an open debate. Nobody wants to have an open debate. On Twitter, there's a guy offering, I believe, $100,000 for anybody to buy one single picture of Michelle Obama pregnant. One single picture.
What?
And why the people who travel with the Obamas, who are head of the Obamas Foundation, why do they look more like Obama's kids than the Obamas do?
Because they are the parents.
You know, a lot of people are screaming at the radio right now.
Yeah. But see, people won't understand that. I know that Barack Obama, before the Michelle Obama situation in Chicago, it was spoken that he was a homosexual then. Okay? And no one, I talked about this years ago, okay? And when I told everybody, I said, now, when Barack Obama first became the president, he was about heterosexual relationships. His second term, he approved gay marriages. Incredible, huh?
Oh, yeah. And also, if you want something to do, get any picture of Michelle Obama's hands. The hands don't lie.
No, they don't.
Men and women's hands are completely different. Completely different. That's why they can bring up a skeleton and with a blink of an eye, so it's male or female.
Yeah.
Yet we're supposed to ignore the actual facts that are in our faces, like when she was dancing on the Ellen DeGeneres show and
yeah.
Dick got loose.
Yeah, a little wanger was jumping.
Yeah.
In those white pants.
Yeah.
But they have several pictures. They have her pictures coming off the plane, and this poker is coming out. Johnson
yep.
and Johnson is showing, you know. you know, there's a lot of Johnson Johnson pictures, but like I tell a lot of individuals, this stuff didn't just start with the Obamas. If it's made it to the Obamas, it's been test patterned before the Obamas.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy were both known to be homosexuals.
Yeah.
So the mobsters involved had to be homosexuals because Marilyn Monroe was listed to be a man.
Nobody wants to hear these things.
Nobody wants to hear these things. Marilyn Monroe was listed to be a man. And upon observation, some of her pictures, when you look in the Adam's apple section, is very questionable.
And hands.
And hands. Oh, there you go. And he said, and those hands.
Man, you could do it. Nobody wants to believe this because if the ring finger is longer than your pointer finger, there's a dingling.
Yeah.
There's not a dingling. I'm sorry, but if the pointer finger is longer than the ring finger, there's a dingling hanging between them legs.
Yes, that's Serena Williams.
That's the real. And that's how come they can find a body out in the middle of nowhere, bring it up before any DNA testing, they can definitively say this is a woman or this is a man.
I know Brittany Griner is a cocker spaniel. She's got a cock. Okay?
You know, I read an article about Lance Armstrong saying something about transgenders. I really didn't pay much attention to it other than to bring up this fact. I don't know why, since he doped himself up to win the Tour de France, why he doesn't just declare that he's a woman and go wipe out every woman on the planet Earth in the cycling sports, take every trophy. I'm going to tell you what, if they ever come to Virginia Beach and they have an event where a woman can win $100,000, I'm going to be a woman and go win.
Man, why not?
Why not?
Shit. I'm going to walk in there looking like Randy Macho Man Savage with the biggest cock on earth, and I'm going to say, listen, I'm the prettiest bitch you've ever seen.
I knew you'd love that when I showed that to you, that South Park episode.
Yeah, that is funny, man. I feel so good today. I feel fresh.
Let's not talk about my transition. Oh, my God. And these people, you're not following the science. A man can be a woman. Who the hell's not following science?
No, to hear people sit back and say, now, do you think that a man can have a menstrual cycle? Yes. Huh?
Yeah. 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 See, this is funny because, again, when you make this comparison, people go, oh, you're making a wild comparison. Oh, you're such a... No, let's follow here. This is something that Goebbels in Germany, who is the Ministry of Information, where that shit started, he famously said, repeat a lie long enough, and it becomes the truth.
Yes. Tell a lie, keep telling it, reinsert it, reinvent it, keep telling it again, and they will soon believe
it. Yes. And they have done it so long that there's a large group of people that believe a man can be a woman can be a man, and if you speak against it, you're bigoted and you don't follow science.
And I know one day Jesus Christ is going to show up with Santa Claus. One day. I know one day Jesus is going to show up with Santa Claus, and when he's resurrected, he's going to be riding the Easter Bunny, and he'll be rainbow colors. Okay, I'm just being real with what we're saying right now. You know,
you only get one day, Herman, so shut up. You ain't earned your month. You haven't. See, that's funny. They've earned a month because they've been persecuted for some time, and they have. I ain't going to deny that. But the people who laid their blood on the line, who died on the beaches, face down in the sand, trying to protect us, have only earned a day.
Dan, I have not seen anyone persecuted. I've never in my life seen anyone slap a dick out of any man's mouth, ever. I never walked up on any guy and said, hey, you keep your penis out of his butt. You stop that.
And how many of you have been seen gun face down where they line an entire beach and turn the blood, the ocean blood red?
Yeah. Yeah.
Never. Yeah, they deserve a month, and the veterans deserve a day.
One day. We get one cotton-picking day, and they get an entire month.
Exactly.
People have died.
Yes.
Died for just the opportunity for you to say, I hate men, and you are savages.
Yep.
You go and you kill the babies overseas. That makes you want to shoot everybody talking.
Yeah. That's really funny. The people who are willing to lay their life down for you only deserve a day.
Yeah.
Just a day.
Just one day is all we receive.
And also remember this. Mothers and fathers only get one day a year.
That's right.
But gay people, the minority that are acting outside of every social norm, who are singing about coming for your children, who want to teach your children in class, who want to dance in G-strings in front of children, deserve a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If that doesn't tell you what the agenda is, I cannot open your eyes.
Nothing I can say then.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing. If you can't look at that one little presentation there and realize who the hell they really represent, I cannot say enough words to convince you.
The key is what you said. Understanding real lives. And real lives, I mean, that's what they are, real lives.
It's sad, dude.
And no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to accept it.
We're on the path. We're on the same path as the Romans. We're just in the part of the Roman history of endless wars, endless debt, and sexual depravity.
Mm-hmm.
We're there.
Yes.
But if you say sexual depravity, you're bigoted, you're a homophobe. I'm not a homophobe. Like I said, if you want to do that in your bedroom, go have at it, Skipper. Because see, the thing is, if two guys are doing something, that takes you out of the dating pool, and it makes it easier for real men to find women.
Yeah, they don't want to hear songs like a cock in your mouth or something I don't want to see. I put my hand up. Damn, that ain't for me.
Yeah, but they can sing they're coming for your children, and you're not supposed to think anything of it.
Mm-mm-mm.
You're just supposed to go along with it, Herman. Why are you so bigoted? Why do you, of all people, Herman, you should understand oppression.
I should understand what bigots are and prejudice, huh?
It's like when you said cotton picking, I was like, damn, I'm glad Herman said that. See, that's the funny thing. You and I, we don't give a shit about a single stereotype that exists because we're real. We're real with each other. We never guard our words with each other. We say what we fucking mean, and we each understand where it comes from. It comes from a space. Herm's my brother.
Yeah. I'm
and
not
so
going
to have real conversations.
Yeah, I don't have to tiptoe around you and have a damn conversation. That's crazy.
Yeah. And that's the beauty of it. It used to be that way. Look at fucking Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
And people think that's a racist movie, but when you watch it, it is making fun of racism from beginning to end.
Yeah.
But it's a racist movie. No. Racism is being created by the government to keep us divided. That's one simple reason. Because they don't want Herman Dan to be one. They don't want Herman Dan to see each other as equals. Because that damages what they're trying to do.
You see, this is it. We have to know the definition again. Racist and prejudice are two different things. We can be prejudiced. We can be prejudiced. But you and I cannot be racist. You do not have enough skin in the game, economically, to be racist. most of us in this country, it's impossible for you to be racist. You are not a part of the top 1% of this nation. These are the only racists that exist. They're the only ones because they control our economic choices. 100%. You are not in the race. I am not in the race. Period.
70% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck.
That's right. We're not in the race. You ain't even got time to be in a race. You, as a matter of fact, most of us are only prejudiced by suggestion.
Yep.
So prejudice and racism truly don't exist outside of the ideologies of their perceptions. Period.
100% true. 100% true. 100% true. It's so funny. This is the reason, okay, this is the reason they want to ban TikTok and all these places. They can't control speech there.
Yep.
They can't. Well, they can shut it down after they find it, but by the time they found it, the seeds have been planted. And once the seeds have been planted, it does what seeds do. They grow.
They grow.
And how do you get rid of seeds that you don't want planted that have already been planted and are growing? You try to chop off the roots.
You chop off the roots.
Yeah. Ain't that something? Yeah. That's what gets me about all this. It is absolutely immoral to do to people what's being done to people. I've got $20 million for one man at a company, but all the thousands that work there, I got $10 an hour for. Now, do I want a government regulation to stop that? No. I want our society to understand that that's immoral, and if a company is doing that, just quit buying their shit. Because, see, here's a great proof about monopolies. I don't know if anybody's caught on to this, but I have, and I know you all understand where I'm coming from, because comics have suddenly started booking shows in all of these breweries that are showing up. Now, remember in the past, you had to have a bar, and that bar had to sell Budweiser or Miller Lite or Michelob or one of the great chains inside of this country.
Yeah.
Then the brewery comes along and creates individual jobs in that community, creates a brewmaster's job in that community, creates a space where you can come and have brews from a small individual company, and so it expands brewing. See, instead of doing brewing in St. Louis or Williamsburg, it can be done in this town and that town and that town, and that creates thousands of well-paying jobs.
Yes.
So if we busted up the monopolies like Food Lion, Walmart, all the big monopolies, and small mom and pops opened up stores, individual stores, run by them in their community, where their community can shame them for taking such a massive payday while their employees don't. That is the reason monopolies are so evil and so corrupt. All need to be broken up. There should not be a chain of anything that can open up coast to coast.
Well, all of them are one chain, because when you look at Kroger and larger stores, they're all just the subsidiaries of them is Food Lion, and the subsidiary of Food Lion is like Save-A-Lot. You know, all of them are connected. Like if you look at jewelry, there might be the top jewelry store like Reed's, but all of them still are owned. They all go back to Zales. They all are owned by the same people.
And so you have the illusion of a free market economy.
There you go. The illusion.
The illusion. And you have the illusion of choice of channels when six corporations control every channel, radio station, coast to coast.
Yep.
The only ones they really don't control, and this is a joke I make, AM radio.
That is
most, most of them are locally owned and operated. So they answer to the community that they serve.
Yeah, because it's like the switchboard of radio still.
Exactly. Exactly, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to get people to look at. Open your eyes, folks. There's an illusion. This is the great awakening. Some of you are going to be real stubborn because you bought the lie so hard that you can't imagine that you could have been that dumb. I bought the lie. I'm waking up to it. I bought the lie. When I was younger, I believed the government actually gave a shit about me. I believed the government was actually honest. I believed the government was trying to create a level playing field. But when you grow up and your knowledge, not what you were taught, but what you learned, is larger than the knowledge you were taught, that's when you start opening your eyes, because now you've experienced it and you understood what you were told was bullshit.
Even in church, we learned that we are soldiers in the army. We have to fight, although we have to pray. We have to hold up this blood-stained battle, and we have to hold it up until we die. This is in church, what you say.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out, what sense does that make? I listen to people, you know, and I listen to Christians really talk, and I say, man, do you really listen to what you're singing and talking about? Do you put it all together?
And these same Christians will watch these televangelists on TV who live in multi-million-dollar mansions and have multi-million-dollar churches and tell them that they need their money to help the community. No, they need money to help get that next Ferrari. They need that money to get that next private jet. They need that money to buy their private horses and their gigantic mansions and pay their huge electric bills. And they take way more than they ever gave to the community. And when we were, if you were to go back and look at the Bible that they believe, it says, build ye not unto me temples.
Yeah.
So they're building temples, which it says directly not to do. And then they're not helping people because they're lining their pockets.
Well, T.D. Jakes, last party he went to was Puff Daddy's birthday. So you got a preacher worth $750 million just hanging out with Puffy, who's a well-known homosexual, not putting it out there bad anymore. Now, how I was just talking to someone. I said, man, there are so many homosexuals that are involved with churches now. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And no one acts like it's not going on. How do homosexuals run everything from politics to fashion to home buying to sports, everything? Everything. If you're a hip-hop artist, if you're a rapper, white or black, 98% of hip-hop is gay. The only 2% does not got out of the game.
Didn't you see Ice Cube say something basically like that today?
No, I didn't.
He put up a big TikTok that he said, I'm not part of this.
Mm-mm.
Why would he do that?
Because he's trying to separate himself from the booty bandit regime.
Exactly.
Okay.
You see, all these stars spoke out. Like I said, Corey Feldman, I think it's Corey Feldman, spoke out on Oprah, and she glossed it over. This was years ago.
Yeah, Corey Feldman said his co-star bent him over in between the trailers and rubbed some Crisco oil in between his buttocks and had sex with him in between the trailers.
Yeah. But she glossed that over because she was with Harvey Weinstein, hook, line, and sinker.
Oh, yeah. Her and Ellen hanging out like buddies, getting higher than Cooley Brown.
Exactly. We're not supposed to talk about that because that's not real. That's a conspiracy theorist. Why are you so homophobic, Herm? That's all they've done. They want to throw these terms around to try to denigrate your message rather than hear the message.
Oh, and you know, okay, now this, they even said that Pharrell came up on Harvey Weinstein's last list.
Mm-hmm.
Even Wanda Sykes from Portsmouth came up on that list.
Yes.
And somebody said, well, Herm, you know, what do you think it takes for the next level? I don't want to know.
Exactly.
Period. I'm satisfied with what I have, and I'm fine. I'm not willing to sacrifice my soul and my moral values of life in order to be an entertainer. No.
No.
No. They say it's about talent. Once you're at a certain level, it ain't got a darn thing to do about talent.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. Well, I guess that's a real good place to end of the show. They definitely don't want me talking to Herman today because they just stuck him off the phone again. It has been a difficult show, folks. It's obvious that people do not want you to speak out. So with that, I'm going to leave you with the message I always leave you with. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance. You are very, very important.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.